You are now listening to Between Us Girls, the podcast, where we discuss life's fuckeries and then some over wine.
Welcome to our show. This is Michelle,
Danielle,
and Sharonda,
and this is
Between Us Girls.
And if you've stumbled across our show by mistake, we appreciate your accident. And if you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and iTunes, social media, Facebook, Between Us Girls the Podcast, Instagram, Between Us Girls Podcast, Twitter at Girl Talk and Wine, and Danielle just created a new Tumblr, but there's nothing on there.
So. there are like three blogs.
Okay.
All right.
If you are in the giving spirit, we want to pass the collection plate around to you. We are on Patreon, and we want you to be patrons. With us.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I'm acting like a preacher at a mega church.
Oh, okay. All right. Continue.
So, www.patreon.com/betweenusgirls and just give what's in your spirit.
So, you miss like a key point of a preacher. And, like that part.
Okay.
So I didn't say why? I wanted to sound like Shirley Caesar. Okay.
But you know how they, like, at church?
Well, not all.
Okay.
Do you go to... Never mind.
I don't go to church.
Okay. All right. So, our fan of the week. This has been a long time coming.
Drum roll, please.
Mr. Tim Scott of Woo-hoo! History Dweebs, you are finally fan of the week. We appreciate you.
Yay, Tim.
All
we
right,
love you.
Tim.
Woo! Tim.
Tim is my boyfriend.
Time, Tim is Danielle's boyfriend and best friend.
In my mind.
And right. Every time he gets on someone else's show, he's like, Between Us Girls, the podcast.
I know. He like
love
always
Tim.
Us
yeah, loves
always,
Tim. Always, we love you, Tim.
Always giving us 100,000 shouts. He's in our Facebook group and he's a presence.
He's pretty awesome. He is.
So when you guys get married, can I like sing Jagged Edge at the reception? Or
I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to get with Tim on this.
See, first of all, no, these so-called players wouldn't take it.
I feel like Tim would not approve of this.
Tim gonna do what the fuck I say to do.
Oh my god,
he might. He actually, you know what? Tim seems like he would be a submissive.
Oh my god,
I have to get with Tim in the inbox on this.
Okay. Well, today we do have a special episode for you. We've got our very own Forrest Gump here with us.
Forrest Gump?
If you don't know that Forrest Gump just went running across America. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he ran.
He just ran because he felt like running. So searching through Reddit, we found a guy that is walking across America.
A real life walkabout.
So for those who don't know what a walkabout is, just go watch the movie Australia. You'll know. His journey started in August of 2016 in Ontario, Canada, and he's going to end in San Francisco. And we were just like, okay, so this is real life.
Like real life.
Somebody's
son.
Like actually walking across America.
Yeah, we need to talk to that person.
We need to talk to him. This is totally cool.
And we need to see what's going on with it. Like, why?
Right? Like, what the fuck? Okay, so his name is Skylar, and he's here with us. Skylar, say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Are you okay? You're out there all in the cold. Are you bundled up?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm bundled up like crazy.
Okay,
good. Okay, so we're going to do a little interview here and ask you some questions about your life and what led you to do this, but first we need to talk about what we're sipping on. So what are we sipping on?
We are sipping on Theopolis Vineyards
It is a vintage 2014 Symphony. And for all of you alcoholics out there, this is a 12.8% alcohol.
But it tastes really good. And I want to thank Theo for sending us this wine. So thank you so much.
No, totally. Shouts out to Theo. Thank you. The bottle is awesome, too. It's so pretty. I can't wait to show y'all this picture. This is
Like an Egyptian.
What? This one got a belly, though. I don't know. Anyway.
Probably because too much wine. But anyway.
Okay.
All right. So, Skylar, are you ready for your super serious interview?
Super serious.
Super serious.
100%.
Okay.
There's not going to be any laughing, no jokes. It's super serious.
Super serious. We're not going to be ridiculous at all. So
this is like 60 minutes here.
You know, that's one of my dreams, to be on a show like that.
Really? 60 minutes? Like super serious?
To be like, so.
Why did you murder that
person? Why did you murder that person?
Right.
It was an accident,
I swear.
Yeah. Right. But look, the whole interview, though, she's like, they only show her like neck up, so you don't know if she has on like jail prison clothes or not. So you wonder the whole show if she's like locked up or is she free?
Oh my God. She's a freed woman.
I'm going to go with DA.
An interview came to mind.
What?
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, but I'm not going to get into that.
Please don't, not today. So super serious.
Super serious. All right.
Skylar.
Yes.
When did you decide to take this journey and what made you do it?
I decided like maybe a year or two ago. It was just kind of a joke at first, and then it kind of turned into an actual walk.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, what did your family think?
So my parents are separated. My dad was on board right away. And then my mom took a little bit of convincing before she was on board, but she came around.
Like, I feel like your mom right now. I'm very concerned about you.
And worried about you. Have you eaten today? Like, let me ask mom questions real quick.
Are you talking to strangers? What's right. going on?
Oh, yeah. No, I talk to tons of strangers.
Oh, my God. I want to tell you, Danielle has said to me several times that what you're doing is very dangerous. We're in total mom mode. I'm serious.
I don't know. I've been going for 240 something days. And
wow.
I haven't had any trouble, so.
That's awesome.
My face is really serious right now because I'm like, I'm still concerned.
No, but that's so cool.
It is.
Yeah.
So how did you get ready to do this? Like, did you prepare? Did you like do a bunch of like Rocky steps or what?
Oh, yeah. No, I filmed like 3 Rocky montages. But in all seriousness, I didn't really prepare a whole lot. Just started walking every day for a couple weeks, and then I just kind of set out.
Oh, wow.
So I was probably underprepared for this.
So you just started walking around Canada to, like, practice?
He's, like, working out.
Yeah. So you're like, so today I'm going to walk. So did you do, like, a mile at first and, like, 2 miles and then just, like, keep walking, like, walk all day?
I got one of those fitness trackers, and so I just tried to walk 10,000 steps a day.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why, like, I just imagine... You know, like, how those women, like, at the track and how they try
to... Bye! Like,
they try to power walk.
Yeah! Like, I just imagine...
With the headbands on.
Yeah, like, I just imagine you, like, trying to power walk.
He's at the mall practicing. He's like, I made a mile.
No. Walking fast, even while standing still, though.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm still going. I'm still doing this.
My heart rate has to stay at a certain...
You can practice walking on a treadmill if you just want to walk.
Yeah. Oh, walking.
But I think it's important to, like, really get the real feel of the concrete under your feet, because I was wondering, do your feet actually hurt?
No, I have good shoes, and they're kind of used to walking by now, so.
Well, what kind of shoes are you wearing?
So I change up the brands a lot. I'm on my 6th pair of shoes.
Oh, wow.
So my first 2 pairs were A6. Then I had a pair of Brooks and then Nikes and then New Balance. And now I have another pair of A6.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for a new pair of running shoes. Would you recommend the Brooks?
I'd recommend, yeah, Brooks or Asics.
Okay.
Both were pretty good.
So how was your first night? Like, what was that like when you first start walking and the first night you had to set up? Like, what was that like?
So my first night across the American border, I just started walking and I had no idea where I was going. So I stayed kind of close towards the Lake Erie because I had crossed in through Buffalo, New York, and I was heading down to Cleveland. So I managed to find a park and find a secluded area, and I just sort of set up there and made some dinner, and I was just like, okay, well, this is happening, I guess.
So okay, so how are you preparing your food?
Do you have a hot plate?
I have a Jetboil stove.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have
it's
a hot
just
plate?
A small thing. I can boil a couple cups of water and instant mashed potatoes or ramen noodles for dinner usually.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So you eat like you're in prison?
Right.
Yep.
I was going to ask you if you're eating a lot of oatmeal.
Oh, I started off with a lot of oatmeal for breakfast for a couple months, and then I ended up trading 2 packets of oatmeal for 2 packets of cheese grits when I was in Tennessee.
Who did you trade with?
Pardon?
Who did you trade with?
It was my first day on the Natchez Trace in Tennessee, and there were a couple of cyclists that were going around, and so we all camped together.
Oh, that's cool. It's good to have friends on the road.
Yep.
Make friends.
I think that was my only night really kind of camping with people like that.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool that you were able to trade for cheese grits. Are they good?
Yeah. Yeah. So now I have cheese grits instead of oatmeal.
That's good. Did you have the whole trip mapped out before you started, or did you just like start going?
I had the general route planned out, so like I just picked the major cities and kind of the order I'd go in and let Google Maps figure out the rest.
She's like awesome. Half-ass winging it,
right?
With the help of technology, because
you know, Google
course.
Maps will tell you if you have it accidentally pressed on walking, you'd be like, why the fuck is it gonna take me 4 hours?
Well, okay, wait, did you do like a Google Map to San Francisco or to your end destination? Is that what you did or no?
Yeah, so I picked out San Francisco and then I kind of added on some cities that I had friends or family in, and then just some cities I thought sounded cool.
So that's
sort of how I got my giant route.
So how many days did it initially say for you to go from where you were to San Francisco?
Well, Google walking directions are a bit weird.
Shitty, yeah.
Because they assume I'm going to walk at 3 miles per hour, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember how many days it said it would take me.
Oh, you would die if you did that. You need to rest.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
No bathroom breaks, no food breaks, no sleep.
Nothing. Just out of there.
Just walking. Come on, Google, hello.
So you have technology with you right now. I'm sorry, Michelle. I just kind of wanted to know. But, like, where do you, like, charge your phone and, like, where do you do all that? Do you go, like, rest stops or, like, what happens with that?
Usually I'm indoors probably once or twice a week. And I have a battery pack, which I'm using to lighten my face right now.
Oh.
And so I recharge my phone for when I'm camping out, like tonight.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So you charge everything
indoors, I charge that.
When you're inside, you pick all your stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's super smart. I'm going to tell your mom that you're doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. So what all do you have in your bag and how heavy is it? Do you know?
So my backpack is about 50 pounds.
Oh my God.
But yeah. And so I had that on my back for the first 2000 miles. And then I switched to a jogging stroller.
Mm-hmm. So I was just about to say.
Backpack top hat.
Like, I would have to roll that around.
You know what, like, I'm saying? I would be like, you know what? I'm going home. Right. I can't do this shit.
No.
I need some luggage. With
that
the
was
wheels.
Very smart. That was smart.
Yeah. Do you run sometimes?
No. I tried that once.
You push the jogging stroller with just your bag in it?
Yeah, and then I have a bunch of other stuff that I've kind of acquired.
Are you getting souvenirs for your fam?
I'm getting souvenirs for myself.
Oh, well, you're young too, so you're like,
it's like, fuck my family.
Yeah. I actually asked my son last night if he was the only person who lived in the house, and he said yes. So
what?
He's very selfish.
Oh. Okay.
Oh wow. Okay.
So you don't have any blisters on your feet because you have good shoes. But what has been the most challenging part of the experience?
A lot of it's mental.
Yeah.
Right. You know, just maintaining a positive attitude and everything. And the physical part isn't quite as, I think, strenuous as a lot of people think. But, you know, just kind of being able to wake up in the morning and say, yeah, I'm going to walk 20 miles today or 25 miles or the most I've walked in a day was 30 miles.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's how much I drive to work in the morning.
She's like, I'm not doing that shit.
I know. I'm like, fuck no. I'm not walking from my house to the medical center every day.
That's it's crazy.
But you know what? I bet I'd be thin.
Have you lost a lot of weight? Like,
I'm not a very big guy, so I've only lost about 5 pounds.
Mm, wow. Well, you're young.
So. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm so salty.
It just seems like you would. Well, it just seems like you would lose weight just because you're walking so much, and then you're eating like
ramen
food
noodles.
That you like. Yeah, the food that you cook that's ready made. You know, so it's not like extremely heavy stuff that you're eating.
Yeah, well, I eat a lot. I try and get like 2,500-3,000 calories in a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then even
sure.
days when I'm not walking, I still eat. Like yeah. I'm.
So you take breaks? Like, do you just hang out in some cities?
Yeah. Well, like not long ones, but usually big cities. I'll spend a day or two.
Mm-hmm. So when you came here, did you hang out?
Pardon?
When you came here to Houston, did you hang out?
Yeah. Well, I arrived in Houston sick.
Oh,
so,
how do you deal with being sick on a road, like walking, like no?
I had a friend in Houston who I recovered at his house for a few days.
Oh, okay.
And then it took me like 4 days to walk across Houston.
It's pretty big. That's why it takes me an hour and a half to get to work. It's
oh my
big.
Goodness.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy. That's
well,
awesome,
it's
though.
Traffic too, and but it's 30 miles. But there's also traffic.
Yeah, traffic is really bad here.
Yeah. But was it hot when you came? Was it summer or not summer?
No, it was like mid-November, I think.
Oh, okay. So you're almost finished, huh?
I only have like 2.5 months to go.
2.5 months.
Okay. So wow. I'm going to I think go to Buffalo in September. Do you live near there?
I live like 2 hours north by car.
Okay.
About a week's walk.
Well, I'm not going to be walking to you. But I was hoping if you do live near there that we could totally meet and we could take a picture.
Yeah,
I know that's very corny, but...
I agreed to come on the podcast.
I don't know. I'm not even going to listen to your show. I'm not going to take a picture with you. Okay, well, fuck that. Anyway, what's the scariest thing you've had to encounter out there? Have you had any scary experiences?
Really just getting sick. I'm actually kind of sick right now. I have like a sore throat and cough and stuff.
Aww.
But I'm getting better.
Do you have chloroseptic?
I don't know what that means.
That's why you need somebody with you. That's throat spray. It numbs your throat and it allows you to just feel just a little stop bit it. Better. I'm concerned about him. I'm concerned.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
So what do you, I have a question. What do you think, like, your readjustment, like, once you're done and, like, you go back home, like, what do you think your readjustment is going to be like? Or what do you think is going to be, like, a hard thing, I guess, for you to get reacclimated into doing in your regular life?
Well, so I started off this trip with the idea of doing this trip and then going off to university. And I've sort of decided to defer acceptance for a year.
Oh, okay.
After this trip. So I'm basically going to hitchhike around and basically be a hippie for another year.
Oh, okay. So you like this.
That is kind of awesome.
You like it. It's freeing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things about this trip is I've seen enough to know that there's a lot more that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Haven't gotten to experience. So, that's, you know, awesome. I want to do that.
So where are you going to do your hitchhiking thing and be a hippie?
It'll be in the U.S.
You're going to stay for a while?
Yeah.
You're going to go to San Fran and you're going to bebop around for another year.
Yeah. So I'm going to work for a bit, save up some money to do kind of the next year, and then in next summer I'm going to be biking across Canada with a friend of mine.
Okay.
Wow.
That, you know what? Cool. When I was your age, I was not doing shit. And right. I'm so I'm so mesmerized by the fact that you're like, so I'm just going to walk and do all this shit, and I'm like,
I'm just take a long walk.
So who's got some weed? Where can we get fucked up at? That's what I was doing when I was 20. Like, okay. I feel
so insignificant.
You know, like Skylar is walking across the United States,
right?
And I was like, who's got the good weed? Do you have a 3 for $10?
Right. Oh my God.
Hey, like, I mean, for me, you know, I look up to, like, you know, all those, like, internet millionaires and billionaires and all those, like, people in sports and stuff who are just making a ton of money and,
like, Mark Cuban,
you know, super professional. Right. And, you know, I'm like, I can't do anything like that. So.
No, but you know what? I was telling Danielle when we were talking about you, I was like, he is going to do so much in his life. Because you're so young and you're already like, here, this is what I can do. I'm going to go do it.
I think it's like just so open-minded, and right, you gain such a huge perspective just on life. Because, I mean, you come into contact with all these people. And one of the things that I saw on your Reddit page, that the reason why I was like kind of like, oh, my God, this is scary, is the fact that I did see where you were like, oh, like, if you have a couch, you know, I can come sleep on your couch or whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, he's going to get killed.
Right. Like, that was what I thought. I thought, I'm going to call his mother.
But you're, like, open to that, and you're just like, you know what? Everything is going to be fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, these people are not going to mean me any harm. I'm going to stay there. It's going to be really cool, and everything's going to be great. And I'm just like, these people gonna kill you in your fucking sleep.
No,
you know, I had that same kind of mentality at 20. I thought everyone was going to be good.
Yeah,
I did.
I can see that. Know? Yeah, like, I can see that.
Like, you don't know yet that,
because you haven't had the bad experiences.
Right, that people will hurt you. Have you always been so fearless? Like, did you jump off of stuff as a kid?
No.
No, you just,
and like, you know, I've had bad experiences in life with people and just randomness, but you know, I don't let myself kind of become jaded or pessimistic because of that.
Right.
I can't wait to see what you do.
I know, because I think this is so odd. Like, this is the most awesome really thing. Awesome. Like, you are going to be the one person that we know in life has found themselves.
Right,
like,
at 20.
So, right.
Right.
He's gonna be so enlightened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like Buddha.
Yeah, you're gonna be that guy who has a story like for Buddha. Everything. Like you can relate
he's
to
like,
any
I can't
situation.
Buy alcohol yet, but come sit with me.
Right.
Hey, I can buy alcohol in my native country. Just
yes,
not
you can.
This, pure yeah. country.
Is that tough to deal with? If you want to get a brew, you name? Can't.
I mean, you'd be surprised. Some people are just, you know, hey, have a beer, something. And I've gone to a couple of bars on this trip.
So, do you want to call TABC on these people? Because we can.
Girl.
I'm just kidding. But you do have facial hair. You look, you know, like a man.
Well, he
yeah.
is a man?
No, not... Sharonda, you know what the fuck I mean.
So, yeah, how do you groom yourself? Like, okay, let's get into this real quick. What is your bathing situation like?
I shower whenever I'm indoors.
And how often is that? Like, I'm really concerned right now.
He said he's indoors twice a week.
Twice a week.
But where do you go? Do you go to, like, the homeless shelter? Or
a truck stop.
The truck stop has... Oh, it does have a shower.
Yeah.
They do have a shower at the truck stop.
I've never been to either of those.
Oh. Where do you go?
I use a thing called couch surfing.
Oh, so
yeah.
Danielle said that you're not supposed to be using.
Oh, okay.
That's very dangerous.
Sometimes I just meet strangers who take
me
in.
Oh, please, God. Oh, mm-hmm. Don't do that.
I really like your Instagram, though. Like, I mean, you have so many cool pictures.
Yeah, I'm looking. That's what I'm looking at right now. I'm not being rude, not looking at you, but I'm, like, looking at your Instagram. Like, this is so cool.
Yeah.
You guys like all the pictures of spoons I have?
Yeah, that's awesome, too. I love that. So is that, what like, your thing you're collecting?
No, I just collect license plates.
Oh, like
I saw that picture.
Spoons
yeah.
I just find on the side of the road.
Shut up. Are you serious?
You can't be collecting stuff.
Spoons.
You put them in the stroller?
No, I just leave the spoons there. I take a picture, put it on my Instagram, and keep walking.
Okay, because I'm like, you can't be keeping that stuff. Like, your bag is already heavy enough.
No, he has a jogging stroller.
I know.
Here, can I see
still,
some more of that?
With a spare wheel. That's awesome.
But it's like, it's still too much.
I have a question. Do you watch Degrassi?
No, I don't.
Have you ever?
No, I'm a terrible Canadian because of it.
Yeah.
So you're not a fan of Drake? Oh, my God. I can't even believe you right now.
You're not
hey,
a Drake,
you
not
know,
Drake fan?
I got a rep 6.
Oh, okay. Well, I asked that because you sound like them, you know, Canadian. And every time I watch that, I used to watch that show because, I mean, I watched, I used to watch that show on The Inn. And
I never watched that show.
Well,
even with my son, I never watched it. He watched it, but I never watched it. Okay, continue.
Anyway.
I love the damn, the tire. That's funny.
Is that like the teen channel there? The N?
What?
Okay, you don't know what I'm talking about.
The what?
The N?
I feel like that was the channel it came on. Maybe that was not a Canadian channel.
It came on
I don't
Disney.
Know what. Mm-mm. I think she might be high on crack today. I don't know.
Okay. No, actually, I don't smoke crack.
Anymore?
No, never.
Okay.
Because once you smoke crack, you don't stop smoking crack. And that's something that I can't commit to.
Some people stop.
It takes a lot of work. And I don't have that kind of perseverance.
Gotcha.
I feel like we should just move on.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, well, so do you want people to follow you?
Yeah. Yeah, my Instagram and my subreddit are Skylar's Travels.
Okay.
Yep.
Skyler.
Okay. Skylar's Travels. Okay. Do you promise to be safe and stay warm?
Yeah, I suppose I'll try and be safe, you know.
So you're
just getting myself killed in a couple weeks here.
You're just going to keep doing whatever the fuck you want to do, huh?
I think so.
Awesome. Keep
Wait,
doing it.
Real quick. Have you come across any coyotes? I don't know.
Like Wiley? Yeah. You are so old. Did you see a coyote? What about a mountain lion?
I just thought about the movie. Well, actually, I don't even think that was in that movie. Wild.
But you keep talking about this fucking movie. He's like, I'm not hiking through the fucking California mountains.
He's not doing it. But I know she came across some animals, and I was just wondering, have you come across any animals?
These forks and spoons are crazy.
Not really. Actually, the people I stayed with two nights ago, I was in their house, and then one of them saw a muskrat, and so they just all shouted and got their guns and shot at it.
What?
Shut up.
Did you freak out, though? Because, I mean, like, these are freaking strangers, and they just pull out some guns at random. Like, that shit is kind of scary. Right?
Yeah, definitely.
And you were just it's a fucking Tuesday. Turn up.
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know. Actually, I think it was on a Tuesday.
These are people you found on couch surfing?
No. So I found some people on couch surfing in Twin Falls, and they knew the mayor of a town called Buell. So I stayed in Buell with the mayor, and then he referred me to them. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
So, have, like, the people that you've been interacting with, have they just been really receptive of what it is you're doing? Have anybody tried to, like, deter you from doing this?
Yeah, everybody I've met has been kind to me. Okay. I stayed with this, like, 70-year-old guy in Kentucky. Uh-huh. And, So he doesn't like use the internet at all, but he calls me every week or two,
and
just
so
checks in, and he keeps on like trying to get me to go home.
And, that's so like, sweet.
He's worried about my safety. Yeah, I know it's super sweet.
I'm gonna start calling you too.
That's like so cool just to meet people at random and they just actually really care about you.
I do too. I'm gonna start calling him randomly. I'm gonna be like, hey, are you okay? I have the Skype on my phone, so don't even worry about it. I'm gonna be like, hey, just checking in. Like, yeah, I'm at work right now, but I'm totally concerned about you. Are you okay?
She's gonna be like, I'm gonna answer this shit.
He better answer my phone calls. Okay, well, I really appreciate you coming on. I think we all really wanted to make sure you were okay. That's why I was like, yeah, bring him on.
I'm kind of scared to get off the phone with him, off the Skype with him right now.
Like, I know, he's in a tent in the middle of fucking Idaho.
Oh, my God. And it's so dark. It's so dark. Oh, my God.
But my concern also is that if he continues to try to light his flashlight with the battery pack, he won't have it for when he wants to charge the phone. So now I'm stressed about that.
Look what you did.
Oh, no, I'm probably going to be indoors tomorrow night, so
okay.
It's all good.
All right, I'm going to sleep really well.
Yeah, I'm very concerned. I'm going to call you. I promise.
Okay.
She's so going to call you for real.
Like. I am. I'm going to be like, Danielle, I called Skylar today, and... So will you listen to this episode?
I'm kind of here for it, so I remember some of it.
He's like, no, I'm not listening to this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll give
some of the other episodes a try, but...
Okay, so every time I call you...
I think it might be
you.
A little narcissistic of me.
No.
For you to listen to yourself,
Let
right?
me just tell you that I listen to every episode, and I'm like, I am so fucking funny. Like, I have a good cackle every time. But I'm going to call you to check on you. And I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you. Be
dear.
Safe.
Please be
and
safe.
And I'm going to follow you on Instagram right now.
Be super careful. All right. So how did you guys like this wine?
Did you hang up?
No. I liked it a lot. I am quite buzzed right now. It has a very smooth finish. It has, it's semi...
Danielle is in wine mode.
It's not dry. Like it's
no,
like really
it's good. I can taste all the fruit.
It's not sweet, but it's not dry. It's like kind of right in between. And like I just picture myself like, you know. I'm just like so thinking of some bullshit to say.
I know. I'm like, fuck. Honestly, all I can taste when I drink this is Black Girl Magic.
But I'm thinking of some bullshit. That sounds so gay for you to say, I taste Black Girl Magic, because it sounds like you're eating pussy.
No, but I know a Black woman is the owner of the vineyard.
Why am I here? Jesus, these
No, really, though, all I can taste is, I can taste a lot of fruit, and it tastes good. And yeah, you know, I don't have a scorecard in front of me, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, like it or not, I love it. It's
I like it.
I love it.
Is it good or not? It's good. I enjoy it. I'm giving it a 25.
I'm giving it a 26.
I give it a 23. I feel like it got something to grow on.
Oh, my God.
You are such,
such a snob.
I feel like, you know what? It's like almost like a Snoop Dogg CD.
La da 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 da.
Like, you know how the bass is like bumping,
no,
and like you feel the music, but it's like something is kind of missing.
So you, Dre. What is what you're
like,
saying?
What happened to Snoop and Dr. Dre?
Oh my
wow.
God, like, that combination! Like,
so the wine is missing. It's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, it's almost there.
That's why the Chronic 2001 was so fucking good.
It was so
because
good
because Snoop and Dre.
Yes.
We're like,
yes. Like, it's back like together. That. It's like that.
You know what? When Snoop Dogg had to go to No Limit.
Oh, that was
for 2 years.
Up.
That
no.
was awful.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That was, I don't even know why he played himself.
He needed to get out of that contract with Shug.
Yeah.
That's why he did it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, now that we've given you guys a little bit of Death Row trivia.
Right.
You can always catch us on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes. And if you want to follow us on social media, just go to our website and look at all the buttons that are there because everything's there.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
So, Danielle.
Danielle.
Bye.
Wow.
Just kidding.
With wine.
With wine.
Thank you for joining us on Between Us Girls. But don't keep it a secret. Listen and share with everyone you know. See you next week.